This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Night. Tongue punch my fart box. Ain't nothing wrong with fun. But I guarantee you'll giggle by the time the deed is done. It might sound a little nasty, but honey, don't you sweat. Just take a deep old breath now. It's a night you won't forget. A tongue punch my fart box. It's a night you won't forget.
God dang it. I wish
that's it.
Wish Casey Kasem were here to see this. I'd love to hear Spider Harrison talk this one up.
Uh-huh.
I am just moved right now.
You're drawn to tears.
I got an email from Bass Pro concerning the song.
Oh, no.
Oh.
They told me to quit emailing it to them.
Quit sending it.
But they responded, guys. That's I'm not looking at that as a defeat. I look at that as a speed bump.
Or they're looking to collaborate. Come to Bass Pro Shop.
Don't give it away for free.
He's talking to you, Paige.
All right.
No, I sell it. I don't give it away. I don't give anything away for free.
Hell yeah, she sells it.
I'm savvy. It.
She's a prostitute.
I knew it. Just like the
I don't sell no crack. I'm a prostitute.
Chick from Best Damn.
All right.
I'm getting something out of everything.
Wowee, Paige.
We'll sell no rock.
Right.
Let me open up this screen. We're doing some what I like to call random calls. There's a bunch of calls on hold. When I see them all come in with no prompting, I assume someone said something that was offensive.
Bunch of randos.
That's usually what I assume when they all come in at once, unless we're saying, hey, we're giving away prizes.
Which we aren't. We're not.
All right, so no need for it, but I should, especially since TLCMotors.com sponsors it. 1-800-774-0093. Call or text, either one. Fat Boy, You've talked to these people. Not that any's better than the other one, but they are. Which one is the best call we should go do first?
Let's go with Brent. He's got a situation with his mother.
Mm.
Oh, Lord. Hey, Brent. Brent or Brett?
Hi, guys.
Sorry. Hey, Brett. Brent.
Hi, guys.
With an N. Hey, Brent. What's up?
Well, kind of situation. I was like thinking about this, and my mom mentioned to me about 6 months ago that her old boyfriend reached out to her, and I didn't think anything of it at first, but then she kept kind of bringing it up, and the thing was,
your mom still married to your dad?
No. He's been out of the picture for a long time.
Okay.
So,
all right.
And so it was just kind of like, you know, my mom's been single for a long time. And so when she brings these things up, I don't really get in those conversations with her at all. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I asked her about it, and I just bring it up again because she kept bringing it up. And, I vaguely remember this old boyfriend was like, he's in, like, like serious stuff that like they she kind of purposely didn't go into with me about.
He's like kind of
a bad guy, you know.
Oh yeah.
And
what do you mean? Like he mistreated her, or just what?
No, he wasn't like. No, he was just like his profession. I don't know what he did.
Oh,
but he was just like radio. Not a real good dude, and yeah. Like I don't know what he did for money, but it wasn't. I don't think it was legal because I kind of got serious because I was like, is this the guy who I'm pretty sure like your ex boyfriend was in prison, right? And boom, so, boom. And like, it's the guy who was reaching out to my mom. And he has been in there for a few years. So, like, it was really weird because I just didn't want to tell her, like, right then and there, like, what I was thinking. Cause
yeah, but how would he reach out to her to start? Like,
well, that was kind of what I didn't know. But I'm assuming it was, I guess he's in jail. He's been writing her letters. Like, he reached back out to her. And my mom keeps kind of bringing it up.
Oh, he's in right now still.
He's a convicted felon.
He's in now.
Oh, okay.
Good Lord, that's that's probably first.
Oh, well.
I'd ask him off the air, Fat Boy, what it was.
Yeah, I'd want to know.
Well, why?
I mean,
why he's in prison for? Why is? I mean, that's a long time.
Yeah. 5 years. That's a good chunk.
Oh,
but
okay. I thought you meant like long, like ever since before your dad and.
Oh no, they broke. I'm sorry, I didn't explain that. They broke up for a while. She then just reached out to me, and was telling me about this. My mom was kind of like,
okay, because at first I thought she was just trying to float the idea of her dating again. Like, what do you think about this? You know,
I'm surprised she told him.
That's why I think she was doing it, because she's like, I haven't dated anyone, and this is my son, and it's going to be weird with another man that's not his dad.
Hey, Bren, I'm dating a prisoner. Okay, have a good day.
How did she meet this person?
They lived kind of close to each other, and I don't know how they knew each other. I remember this guy just kind of being a bad dude. Like, he was not good.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I have so many questions. Do you know why he's in prison? I was kind of beating around the bush on that, but do you know why?
You know, I think it's something to do with, like, theft. I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
Like, I think he... Mm. I don't know if he, like, stole someone's money or something like that, but it's something to do in terms of that.
Mm. Yeah, if he got, like...
I didn't look it up. I didn't look it up, and I don't really know. I kind of try to avoid... The question, like, to kind of get into it with my mom, because I feel like the more I talk about it with her, literally the more she's going to be like telling me that she wants to date this guy again or something, and I can't have that.
Yeah, because his character is bad.
Oh no!
Does she watch a lot of the like most women? A lot of the you know, murder mystery shows, the things about
like Dateline and Forensic Files and all NCIS. That stuff.
Yeah.
Because they've really done a weird thing with making vicious killers kind of romantic toward women in a weird kind of way. It's weird.
Yeah,
it's like it's a horror... Remember Harlequin novels? It's like a horror Harlequin novel. Say it. Say it. You can't. I can't even either.
Horror Harlequin.
Horror.
It's
look,
Harlequin novel.
I had to make sure I slowed down enough the other day to say Black Hawk Helicopter.
I have to do the same thing when I say Motor City Machine Guns. Because I'm going to say the S word with a Y on the end. Your mom, is she... Dude, I can't tell you how many texts are asking the same thing. Is she sending him money?
Oh.
No, I don't. I mean,
they can put money on the cards, and they don't have to send them cash. They can put money on their things.
For the commissary,
you know, that's a good point. I don't know.
I would ask.
I gotta figure out a way. I think I'm just gonna try. What I'm trying to do is figure out a way to stop this. And so, like, my thought is to like end this now, because you're right. Maybe he is getting money from my mom, and I don't. If that's the case, I just gotta. figure out a way to confront him or stop this immediately.
Do you have issues with the fact of why he's in there or that he's just in there, period?
Well, kind of, for me, it's more like semantics, right? It's like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't matter. The dude's in prison for 5 years and he wants
a long time.
To talk to my mom. Yeah. You know?
I like the way you say mom. Paige, what were you going
to
ask?
Well, I mean, I was thinking about how women are attracted to bad guys. I am with bad guys, but not that bad of guys. And I remember with the whole Night Stalker thing and Richard Ramirez and how so many women were attracted to him, and they would write letters.
Yeah.
They would, you know, call
Ted Bundy,
let
too.
Him call
Paige
them.
Wants a threesome with the Menendez brothers.
One's bald.
Now, that was interesting because I was interested in what the cousin was saying about the father, that it goes back to the family, that there's always a reason why people do things, and you've got to get to the root of it. Yeah. Now, Richard Ramirez did some horrible things to people, and I can't see that people would ever trust being in the same room with him.
I think what Fatboy's saying, and I ponder this as well, like, I mean, it depends on what he stole. Like, if he robbed a bank at, like, gunpoint or something, like, that's one thing, but, like, if he...
I feel like if he's doing 5 years, it's something that...
Cooking some books or something.
Yeah, it's not inconsequential, but something not overly serious.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not like insider trading where people made a bad decision. To me, that could be forgiven if, you know...
Hot times make you cook the books, baby.
Yeah, if somebody... You know, we've been doing it forever, and then I just got caught, but...
Yeah. I just think, like, if this is the first guy your mom's, like, you know, kind of at least acknowledged in your presence, like, is it, I mean, I'm not saying you don't want to see your mom happy. So if this guy was just an old boyfriend that was not in jail, let's say he did. He served time, but he was out now. Is it the fact that he's sitting in there now? That's the big get over, right?
I mean, the big thing is that I think he's a bad guy and he wants to date my mom. You know, like, I don't
find out what exactly.
I
want to
know
is.
Exactly, because if it's fraud, like identity fraud, or he's stealing things, or drugs, or anything, you just kind of want to know what his character's like.
I know the .gov to go to if you can get me a social.
Do you feel like you would have more influence over your mom? I feel like if you went to confront this guy, he's probably going to try to come at her harder, just out of spite.
And if you complain about her and you keep talking how bad he is, you're going to make him more attractive to her.
That's weird that's the way the female psyche works.
No, it's just you gotta just do your research.
I don't want a bad girl. I don't want a bad girl.
What does that mean, though?
It's like a girl who's been arrested a bunch and all that, or like has been in knife fights and stuff.
But she got boob tattoos.
I don't know.
Don't generalize that, boy.
Not maybe the claw marks like Mary J.
Prison,
Blige had.
Prison tears, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
That girl's got the booby tattoos.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't want to get my mom to want to talk to this guy. I want to somehow end this thing kind of naturally. Well, I was thinking maybe like steal... Like, go through her mail. I know it sounds, it'd be really hard to do, like, to actually physically grab the mail before she even could read the thing. If this guy continues to reach out, because it sounds like he's doing it quite often. And, the other thing is, like, what you said, like, just confront him. Like, I gotta find a way to get this guy and go to him, tell him straight up.
Find out that she started talking to him. He's like, dude, don't attack me. She started writing me.
And maybe he's love bombing her and saying, oh, when I get out of here, I swear things will change. I'll be Mr. Charming and we'll live happily ever after.
Dude, this could work.
Why'd you have to say bombing, though? Now it's not going to be monetized on YouTube.
Dude, if you take the mail, she's going to think that he forgot about it or lost interest. They lose interest in each other and it just goes away.
Or you...
Like, it could work.
I was going to say.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, that way it kind of kills it all, and they just don't think that they're talking to each other anymore. And it's not on, like, anything. Like, I have to confront this guy or even confront my mom.
Because
I'm afraid that if I do, you're right. Like, if I confront my mom, she'll just kind of say, like, well, you don't understand or something. And I really, you know, we like each other.
Are you just jealous? Something like it. You still live with your mom? Serious question.
No, okay. I don't. I really don't.
I was going to say, like, you're going to beat a woman, beat a woman. Beat her to the mailbox, but you don't live there. I was like, that would be quite
difficult. No, I don't even live there.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, the only other option is you get locked up with him and you stick him with a shiv.
You could do that.
I mean, that's the only
commit a small crime, get in there.
Yeah.
Make him drop the soap, grudge him, and then escape.
Or get, you know, put a fake letter in there and break up.
I think it's nice you care. I mean, I think it's really nice. No, I do.
I know,
because
most
people be like, thank God she won't be at my butt all the time.
A prisoner.
Is there any way that you can cut communication off and tell the prison to have them stop calling her and block the number?
Not if she does. She's got to say it, I think. I don't think he can do it on her behalf. Write him back and say, dude, she's senile. She doesn't know what she's saying.
Yeah, go to a judge.
I'm just joking.
Or say it was really you the whole time.
You're
on a gray wig and put on some leggings.
We're giving bad advice.
Very bad advice. I would first off find out what it is that he did exactly. That's okay that you know that. It's public info. And then if it's really, really bad, I think you talk to your mom either way, because your mom's going to appreciate your concern. That could be another way she's psyching you. Is like, I'm telling him I'm talking to this guy,
and he's in prison.
It's a cry for help. I need you to help me find a man or whatever.
But,
I don't know.
But you don't know the situation. Maybe he found the Lord. Maybe he's a better person, and he's learning from prison, and he could be a good citizen. We don't know.
That's true, Paige. Yeah. Okay.
I just don't trust it. And now that you guys mentioned that too, that like maybe my mom is sending this guy money or something in prison. Now, like gift cards or something.
Yep.
Now that's floating in my mind. That could be real too. So
add to their money.
I really feel like I got to do something pretty soon about this.
Brent, one last time. Try it. Horror Harlequin novels. Harlequin novels.
Horror Harlequin novels.
That's tough, man.
Nice, you tried.
Hey, say hello to your mom for us, okay? All right, Brent. All right, thank you, sir.
She's going to send part of your inheritance to a guy in prison.
But here's the thing. So this is a good text. Does once a thief always mean a thief?
No.
I don't think so. I think something like that, like you serving a big sentence, like I think lessons could be learned. By God, if I ever went, my lesson would be learned.
You're always a thief to the same person, but not to different people.
And sometimes people have misspent youth and they're on the wrong path, but they become better people as they get older.
You mean like when girls are whores in high school?
Well, yeah, they're the ones that come, you know.
Hey, it takes two to be a whore.
Misspent youth, at least two.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Boy, we got the calls churning on that one, don't we? Let's see what you think. 1-800-77- Oh, my God. Please call in person who said same thing happened to my mom. My mom was sending him $5,600.
What?
Wow. How can their little cards hold that much? That seems sketchy already. Sus, as y'all say. 1-800-774-0093. Please call person who texted in and everyone else, too. Good morning.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll say this one time and one time only. Oh, I feel as though I should. One time and one time only.
You better.
That is not me dressed up like Uncle Sam on a local commercial. They are using my likeness. It does look like me in a sense, but
the
it is not. It is not me. Okay.
Pause it, honey. It's Matt Man.
I just saw your commercial. It's not. They're taking advantage of the fact that that guy looks a lot like me, I think. Because apparently a lot of people have really thought that was me.
Is that radio's Matt Man?
No. It's a stunt double. All right. Mm-hmm. The phones are lit up like a holiday tree.
Holiday tree.
Anonymous always goes first. We'll go to Anonymous and then get everybody else on. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
Uh-oh. Oh, female Anonymous, good morning to you.
I was listening to the guy talk about his mom dating this prisoner, talking to this prisoner, whatever. Mm-hmm. I myself was engaged to one, and I heard you say something about bad girls. I used to be one of those bad girls, hence the Anonymous.
Do you have breast tattoos?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I do.
It's a go-to, yeah. Man. I mean, it is certainly.
I do.
Yeah,
I love
it's,
you.
It's a thing for sure.
I do. It's fitting, along with about 13, 14 others. But we're not. We won't get into that right now. Let's talk about this prisoner buddy.
Gotcha.
So, all right. I was engaged to one before he went to prison, right? Yeah. But I also had friends that were male that ended up being in prison as well. And if she is sending him money, then it's probably a scam.
Yeah.
He's probably got 10, 15, 20 other women that he's also talking to and getting money from. That's their little thing. That's how they get their commissary in prison.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
So, but the one that said, and it was just a text, so who knows, maybe it was supposed to say $56, but the person texted in that their parent had sent $5,600 to a prisoner. Would their cards allow that much to go on there? Or maybe that was over time, I guess.
Well, see, they send Cash App. You can send money to a prisoner through Cash App. They get people out on the street. You know, and like girlfriends, friends, whatever. Yeah. And they send it to their Cash App, and then these people will go and send it to somebody in prison on there. They have Cash App cards. They have access to phones. I mean, they live better than we do for the most part.
Jesus.
You know, they get 3 meals and they get somewhere to sleep, and they're making money.
We need to stop that.
So if you say that, you know, he's possibly running a scam, were you doing that on the opposite side to the guys you knew? Or?
That's a good question.
No. I had the inside information because I knew these guys.
Her old man was
you know,
She's just a bad bitch.
I'm sorry.
Right? Is it okay to call you a bad bitch? Former.
Go ahead, yes.
Well, you're
yes,
saying...
Yes, I take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what she was into.
Keep going with yourself.
CEO. But you were saying that as the example of your man was in there, and he probably told you the tools of the trade and things, way things happened.
Well, yeah, he did, and others. I had friends that was in there also, and they would be like, you know, I'm going to have this chick cash app you $50, and you send it to me and put it on my commissary or whatever.
I bet you they're money laundering like hell, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're running scams. And another thing that stood out to me was he's talking about going to the mailbox and cutting off their mail. That's not going to do any good because they have phones. They have email. They have, well, not necessarily email, but, yeah, they can get messages. They can get texts. They can video call. They have tablets in
That's
prison.
Also a felony, too, stealing somebody's mail, so he could end up in there with him.
Yeah, so, that's a great point.
Yeah, that's true, too. But he's not going to be able to stop communication because they can text. They've got these tablets,
insane.
That's prison issued. And if he really wants to find out what he's in there for, all he's got to do is go to SCDOC, South Carolina Department of Corrections website, type in his first and last name, and bam, it's going to show everything. It's going to show what prison he's in, all the whole nine yards. So,
So your dude probably knew more when he came out than he did when he went in.
Well, that wasn't his first go-around being in prison.
Yeah.
But I still have people that I know that's in prison. And I know how they operate. I know how they go. I know how they do. They find these women. How they find them, I don't know. Friends of friends of friends.
Yeah.
And then they sweet talk them, and they're like, "Oh, can you send me $10?" But he's probably got 10 or 15 others that he's doing the same thing. Because what have they got? Other than, they've got nothing but time to do this, 24 hours a day.
That is crazy. Now let me ask you this: how long was your guy in there? Like this, the last go around, like multi years?
He's been there for like 4.5 years.
Did you seek the service of a woman while he was in?
Oh.
Think of it. Yeah. Exactly. Oh. We communicated about the first 2 years, and then after that, I just cut it off. Because
you did?
I took my life in a totally different direction.
That's what I was referring
to. Totally better.
All right.
Wow. Yes. Wait. You had to tell him that? Like, look, we're done. Like cold turkey, this is over.
Well, it was kind of a mutual thing. He was like, "Our life's going in two lives are going in two different directions, and
well, I
don't think it's going to work out."
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And clearly, they're going in two different directions. You're in prison, and I'm trying to make my life better. So yeah,
there you go.
Clearly. So I wasn't going to put up a fight for it, but
I have one last question for you, and if you don't want to answer this, it's totally fine. You are anonymous, so what are the tattoos upon your breasts?
Most. What are the tattoos that above on the top?
Are they Clemson Tiger Pulse?
I bet it's a heart.
Oh my gosh. It used to be two hearts.
Hell, Dad.
Yes!
What is going on?
Hearts, and then I covered it up with a tiger paw.
What? What?
Oh my daddy's grave. This is not a setup. This is not any kind of.
Are you looking at me right now?
No.
He's getting all
this
hot.
This is just
bothered.
Like we've done this for a while, and there's like a
wow.
We can we always get this vibes on things. I swear to Lord Jesus, this is not arranged.
No. Nope.
That was all, my gosh. Boy, we good
at
that.
Yeah, that just blew my mind a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
36 wow. Double D. 36 double D.
They might be by now.
I'm playing the lottery today.
I've gained about 75 pounds. All
right. Chill out.
You
hang on, Mel.
You go, girl.
Have a good morning, Anonymous. That was some...
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Skip lunch today, maybe.
Listen
that was
to
some
her.
Insight right there.
Thank you.
Thank you more.
She's
God.
God.
Oh my gosh,
man.
What do you say?
Bad boy.
What do you do?
We know how to stereotype people, I think, is what we can say.
We're going to have to bring that back. That's, we were better than we thought.
I mean, that was uncanny that you were just spot on.
So I was the old heart, the guy in jail, I guess, she covered up with a tiger paw. That's just.
But like, the fact that his life was changing directions kind of made me think, like, hang on now.
His was.
Yeah, well, it was.
Is he giving in?
It sounded like he kind of broke it with her in a second. He's like, my life, and she's like, yeah, I'm going in a different direction. So I'm thinking he started going in the shower with dudes.
That's like the ultimate rejection. If someone from prison said it's not working out, I find someone else.
Don't make her feel bad.
No, I'm not making her feel bad. She should be relieved. You're like, well, who are you seeing in there, buddy?
Right.
I want to know.
My PO.
Yeah.
All right. We will come back. Colt and others, 1-800-774-0093. You're on hold, good. You'll be back on. We come back. Good morning, everyone.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
I love, not that we started the, I think rappers probably started it. Maybe wrestlers where you came up with like your nicknames or your gamer tag or your username or whatever kind of stuff, you know.
Handle,
radio names, you know.
CB name.
Things like that. Rapper names, stuff like that. P1, Colt 45 degrees north. Is what this says.
Hang on now.
That's what it says.
Hey, I like that.
Is this Colt 45 degrees north?
45? I like that, man.
Okay. Well, good morning.
What's up?
I'm glad you like it because it sticks. That's how we get Big Brown and
That's
many
true.
Others.
That's how we got P1 crab legs because he didn't like them or anything. It was a skin condition he got from when he was in war.
I don't like crab legs either.
No, he had crabs on his legs.
Ew.
Like an STD.
Itchy. Yeah.
He told us that story.
I don't like those either.
Yeah. Well, they sell fake versions of it when it's deshelled. Now, let's talk about this. This lady with the breast tattoos that just called. You wanting to throw in on that? Or?
Yeah, y'all mentioned going to the mailbox.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, not two.
Yeah, so What makes that kid any different than the guy in prison going to the mailbox and stealing mail, man?
Yeah, that's true. Well, I hope you heard that, she said it doesn't really matter if they're emailing back and forth and this, that, and the other.
Which is
true.
Absurd. That, like, that's part of the freedoms that you get locked away with. I mean, that's like, so people that get Meals on Wheels are kind of like on house arrest, kind of. It's just because they can't leave.
And some get too.
I mean, it's weird, right? Like, it's like they still get the internet, they get television, but people in prison get free college degrees. They get cell phones.
More than us, man.
I mean, kind of like when you hear certain people say, man, it was either do this, do that, or get locked up. I'm like,
you would pay that price, right? Just to have those people separate so they're not in daily society.
Wow.
So, like, I don't care what you got in there, cable, iPad, whatever.
Yeah, but I think that they should go back to using a public phone where you can only collect calls and not have a cell phone.
The fact that they can contact people via the internet is kind of
That's creepy.
Crazy.
Where they can harass or bully or, fraud.
Now, that's a good question on the text. Colt 45 North degrees. See if you know the answer to this. So what if hold on, let me scroll back down. What if your grandma was senile and you were getting her mail and she started getting letters from a known scam organization? Would you take the letters out and would that be against law? I say no. I say that.
I mean, if you're the power of attorney, then you're...
Right.
Yeah.
You're allowed to.
Yeah.
Because if she's senile, then somebody has power of attorney.
Yeah,
I just went through a whole bunch of that, too, man.
And you can't just say that someone is. You have to have... you have to go to court to prove that someone is not capable.
What was
that? Not everybody in prison isn't a bad guy.
True.
I mean, I had my stepdad used to have ties to the mafia, and he went and did some crazy stuff. But
what did he do? Paint some houses
to protect the women in the family.
We talking about the five families,
what borough?
Yeah. La Cosa Nostra.
Which borough?
I don't know. I just know stories of my mom.
Oh wow.
saying when she went to like funerals where a limo would show up and like 10 guys would get out with guns and stuff and one would get back in and and get the boss out.
It's a Memphis mob.
Weddings and funerals every weekend, man. That's what the that was that lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
Did your grandpa have all his fingers?
Yeah.
It's a telltale sign sometimes.
You probably got a Goombata who's connected too.
That's true.
My stepdad, when I know she told me a time where my uncle and him flew out to California and like beat a guy senseless because he was beating a girl. Like his
I support that.
Niece or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But
he's lucky,
I mean,
he only got beat up then.
That's just a warning.
That's usually a good curb stomping.
Hey, well, he couldn't talk after that.
Curb stomping.
The power of attorney situation. Were you deemed the power of attorney? Did you have to fight somebody for it?
Ooh, how
did
that work out?
No, my wife was deemed it for her aunt. She had dementia.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's,
yeah,
that's,
we'd go in the house and there'd be like she would cut her clothes off and like pillows, blankets, everything. Man, it was crazy.
Dude, I saw a video and this was sad. Somebody had dementia or Alzheimer's, but they had brief moments where they recognized the person, and it was like so hard
that
to
happens.
Go through.
That's almost worse, actually. Yep. I had.
Oh,
to,
I'm the
I
only had, one she remembered.
I had to cut a pair of pants off one time at a Pilot down toward.
Did you crap
Georgia?
Him?
Yeah, I messed myself.
You had to cut them off?
Yeah, I did.
Unzip them?
He cut my pants off and messed them.
I had to cut my pants off down the leg. Don't make me feel weird. What was I supposed to do? Take them off and wash them?
I mean, you take them off and smell them.
Cold 45 degrees north and being judged.
Were they too tight or what's the problem?
I messed myself.
Okay.
You're not judged here, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you, Cole. Have a good morning, sir. Everyone's been there, done that.
I'm feeling for you.
Thank you, sir. Have a good morning. The only person who's not done that's Mennonite woman. That's because they can't wear pants.
Well, they probably have, but you know they don't recognize it until way later in the day.
Right.
With the bloomers.
Layers. Bloomer onions.
Layers.
Imagine. Oh, this is a solid text. Imagine what it's going to be like when. Well, I don't know how old you are, Texter, but I know how old I am. Imagine what it's going to be like when we get older and scams are more advanced through technology. I mean, how much more can it get? Where they had. People, I don't think it was Trump and Kamala, I forget. I really don't. But the stuff, like those people really thought it was DeSantis is the one that they were using.
They would never figure out how to get past that initial line of communication, which you already know. You don't click an email, you don't know. You don't click a text link, you don't know. You don't answer the phone.
No.
Like, how else are they going to get to you?
But that's where... Older people don't have crap going on. I mean, I hate to say because we're all going to be there one day. We don't have anything going on. Mm-hmm. And you're hoping that phone rings. And you're like, well, I don't recognize that number, but maybe it's a
kind voice.
Maybe it's an old friend.
Now, unless somebody, you know, somehow spoofs a phone number that's already in your contacts.
Which is another thing that's probably a real thing.
And somehow spoofs the voice where you think you're talking to like your son or something. And it's like, oh, no, I got you. This is not your son.
We're in India right now.
This is a scam, buddy.
Why'd you turn that into something like Bruce Jenner?
They're going to take all your money, baby.
Yeah, baby.
This is not an Indian. This is Caitlyn Jenner, baby.
I've won so many gold medals.
Oh, my God.
It's an Indian impressionist. That's who it is, what he calls you. You know, like an Indian. Oh, look at all here. I get no respect.
I am Rodney Dangerfield.
I get no matter, Rodney. Oh, I get no respect. Look here.
You know what? Like, if we're going to go to war with people, let's go to war with India.
Why?
Because they allow scams to old people, and not just old, like young people, just people that don't check out all the stuff, and they have skyscrapers full of those people.
You know, he's
just scamming all day long.
He's elbowing his buddies.
I
like,
don't want to send people.
I'm going to call somebody and prank him right now.
David Blaine has returned yet again.
Would
David.
You like to?
I think he.
Would you like to for me do a card trick over the phone?
Oh, guess what? It's not David Blaine. It's me.
I just made all your 401k disappear. That was trick.
Oh, it's all gone.
I make money disappear.
I love that
David, it's
not
Blaine.
Coming
David Blaine's going to be in my dreams.
Like, I wonder how many people really like. I hope everyone knows that. Well. I hope people appreciate how good you are at the David Blaine.
Oh, God.
A lot of people thought David Blaine's been sitting in with us all week. It's really fab what we're doing.
Is David Blaine a large man?
No.
That's what I have to
say. Is he now fat?
No, I'm just saying.
I mean, he's tall. He's shaped kind of like Tony Little.
But he might have put on weight. I mean, look, he's not an active magician. He does card tricks.
I see what he looks like.
Not Tony Little. What's the guy I'm thinking about? The guy who
Al Jolson?
No. Not Tony Little. That's the guy in the Gazelle. What's the guy that does all the motivational speaking?
Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins. That's right. Kind of looks like him a little bit.
He's a big dude.
About the same height and whatever. Also, screw off. I mean, you can look Google it and find the stats on where the scammers are coming from. Like, we're talking stats.
I mean, look.
And you can't.
Nigeria, India.
How do you rent an entire skyscraper? And you know what's going on in there. It's like, and they do nothing about it. So that's bullcrap.
They were doing it in Russia too. These Russian bot farms, huge office spaces.
Well,
all they do mine that.
I think
all
we're
day.
Good with them again, right? I don't know where we stand.
You know what? You know why I was asking you how tall or big he was? Because when you speak like that, it reminds me of the brother from Everyone Loves Raymond.
Brad Garrett.
Oh. Yeah.
So Raymond.
I got the wrong person.
I thought he was talking about Tony Little, but that's actually Tony Robbins.
I was thinking Rich Little for some reason. I was like, which little am I missing here?
Which little? Rich
which
Little.
Which little?
One of the littles.
You want to do another call or do we need to bounce?
We got literally a minute.
Okay. Do you want to go to it or that's mean to do to somebody? It's like, hey, we're going to have you in for the gangbang, but you only get 10 pumps and then you're out.
Oh my God.
And you got to go last.
All right, John, you have 50 seconds, John. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine. It's great. Yeah, you guys did a thing called Numerous Nuptials years ago. Yes. Where everybody, a bunch of people got married.
Yeah.
Well, my wife and I are still together, 18 years.
Hey!
Damn. Congratulations. Yeah,
dude, y'all got married at the first one then.
Yep, I think so.
Wow.
You might be even on TV.
You might be one of the last few that worked out.
I was going to say, you were there cool. when Hell we yeah. actually, this will show you how long ago it was. Well, I mean, you know 18 years, but we would give the couples a copy of the ceremony on VHS.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm serious. Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm glad. I've often, well, I'm not going to lie and say often, but many times I've wondered, I wonder if any of those people are still married, because I know two people that got married at them and are not.
Oh, yeah.
So I was wondering about that. Well, John, you must be good in the sack and a sweetheart in the rest of the house.
Keep doing what you're doing.
My wife's name is Doreen. Okay. I love her to death.
All right.
Doreen.
Doreen and John. John, thank you, sir.
Well, happy anniversary.
Have a great morning. Thank you.
Do you remember we had the couple? They were divorced, but they were living together, and he was getting married again at numerous nuptials to the girl, and they were all living together, but they were divorced, but they were getting married.
They married their opposites.
Yeah, it was something like that.
You know, for the longest time, which is a great song by Billy Joel, I thought that they were going to like stand up and like do some kind of bit. Like I thought they were like some kind of comedy troupe. Like, what are the odds?
That didn't work out, right? Surely that didn't work out.
It didn't. On one side, I know for sure.
That's a lot going on.
But that's a big switcheroo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, we're going to all get married at the same event, and we're all like, y'all already are swapping, literally.
I got confirmation of one that didn't work out, but, you know.
So I know the other one, so neither side then.
Well, this was a different couple. One of the parties was sick.
Oh.
I'm like, this person ain't going to stay, and they didn't stay.
Jesus.
Oh, that's terrible.
Sick. Like,
yeah.
Fatal. Like somewhat like a terminal type situation. Yeah.
You suck for mentioning that. Paige.
I did not.
We will take a break. Speaking of Paige, the woman of the hour, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, Anheuser-Busch wants to change the name of their beer. I'll tell you why next in your Eyes Guys headlines.
Oh no.
Everybody's changing.
It's gonna be Anheuser Landing Strip.
This will be what? Cudweiser?
Anheuser completely shaved.
Nailed it.
But like, are we changing the name? Budweiser?
Anheuser Clinton.
Like, wait, what was it going to be?
The hell?
Bidweiser? Bidwiller?
Horror Harlequin novels.
Oh my God.
Black Hawk Helicopter. Hey, I did it!
Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.